Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadatari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadatari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari. Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paraja Kacharya Asutara Sita Shishimad is Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananta Koti Vaishnavindra Ki Jaya Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya Prem Sikha Horsha Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jaya Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinash Ramakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jaya Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jaya Shri Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jaya Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Shrimati Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Nitai Guru Premanandi. All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious to Shishi Guru and Guranga, all glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 14, Brahma's prayers to Lord Krishna, texts 47 and 48. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narottamam Devim sarasatim vyasam Tato jayamudirayet. So two short purports. I'll read text 47. And we'll read together 48. Braha prasuna vanadatu vichit Chitanga Prodama Venudala Shringara Votsavadya Vatsanginan Anugitita Vipitakirti Gopi Drigutsa Vadrishi Parivesi Pausam. Translation: Lord Krishna's transcendental body was decorated with peacock feathers and flowers and painted with forest minerals, and his bamboo flute loudly and festively resounded. As he called out to his calves by name, his cowherd boyfriends purified the whole world by chanting his glories. Thus Lord Krishna entered the cow pasture of his father, Nanda Maharaj, and the sight of his beauty at once produced a great festival for the eyes of all the cowherd women. Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the gopis mentioned here are the elder cowherd ladies such as Mother Yashoda, who loved Krishna with parental affection. Krishna's cowherd boyfriends were so proud of Krishna's wonderful activities that while entering the village, they all sang his glories. Text 48, please repeat. Ajnanena Mahabhyalo. Ajnanena Mahabhyalo. Yashoda Nanda Sununa. Yashoda Nanda Sununa. Hato Bita Vayam Chasmad. Hato Bita Vayam Chasmad. Iti Bala Braje Jagu. Iti Bala Braje Jagu. Ajnanena Mahabhyalo. Yashoda Nanda Sununa. Ato Bita Bayam Chasmad. Iti Pala Braje Jagu. Ajani Namahabhyalo. Tabitabayam Tasmad Iti Bala Braje Jagu Ajnanena Mahabhyalo Shashoda Nanda Sununa Ato Bitabayam Tasmad Iti Bala Braje Jagu Ajnanena Mahabhyalo Yashoda Nanda Sununa Ladies. Ajnanena Mahabhyalo Yashoda Nanda Sununa Ato Bita Bayam Chasmat Iti Bala Braje Jagu Ajnanena Mahabhyalo Yashoda Nanda Sununa Ato Bita Bayam Chasmat Iti Bala Braje Jagu. Adya. Today. Anena. By him. Mahabhyala. A great serpent. Yashoda. Of Yashoda. Nanda. And Maharaj Nanda. Sununa. By the sun. Avita
has been killed.
Avita have been saved. Vayam,
we.
Cha,
and.
Asmat,
from that demon.
Iti,
thus.
Bala,
the boys.
Braje,
in Vrindavan.
Jaguhu,
sang.
Translation. As the cowherd boys reached the village of Braja, they sang, "Today Krishna saved us by killing a great serpent." Some of the boys described Krishna as the son of Yashoda and others as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Purport. Actually, Lord Krishna had killed the demon Agasura 1 year earlier, but the boys, bewildered by the mystic potency of Brahma for 1 year, did not notice the time passing, and thus thought that on that very day, Lord Krishna had killed the demon Agasura and was now returning home with them. Om Agyanatimadandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshitarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Oh, Pancha Kalpatur Vishchakri Prasindhi Vyava Chapatitanam Pavani Vivaishna Vipyo Nodamam. Lord Krishna's transcendental body was decorated with peacock feathers and flowers and painted with forest minerals, and his bamboo flute loudly and festively resounded. As he called out to his calves by name, his cowherd boyfriends purified the whole world by chanting his glories. Thus Lord Krishna entered the cow pasture of his father Nanda Maharaj, and the sight of his beauty at once produced a great festival for the eyes of all the cowherd women. As the cowherd boys reached the village of Braja, they sang, "Today Krishna saved us by killing a great serpent." Some of the boys described Krishna as the son of Yashoda and others as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Purifying the whole world. There's another verse there. Nanda, Bande Nanda Brajastrinam Padarenam Abhikshnasam Yasam Harikatod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. That the cowherd ladies, they also purify the whole world by their chanting the glories. Not the whole world, actually, it's Punati Bhuvana Trayam. All three worlds, they purify the three worlds by the glory, by chanting the glories of Lord Krishna. So here we see Krishna's activities, how Krishna is enjoying his life. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, and he's engaged in herding the cows with his cowherd boyfriends, decorating themselves with peacock feathers, flowers, and forest minerals, painting their bodies with forest minerals. Srila Prabhupada tells one time the story of one European gentleman who came to Calcutta, and he was visiting different temples like that, and he saw in one temple a Kali was with their weapons, killing demons like that. Some other temple, there was deity was sitting meditation like that. And all the temples, there were some doing something. But when he came to the temple, Radha Krishna temple, he saw, this is God. He's playing on flute. He has no work to do. That is the Vedic statement, that natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. That Krishna, he has no requirements. He has no obligations. He enjoys as he desires. He has all of his agents. They're taking care how to create this material manifestation and maintain it and like that. But he is engaged in herding the cows, calling them by name. He knows their names, he's chanting their, and like that, and decorating himself with flowers, fruit, feathers, and forest minerals. And this is the activities of the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada also mentioned that that just as Krishna is there, Krishna, we are living entities, are parts and parcels of Krishna. Maimavam sa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, that the living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the qualities that are there in Krishna are found in the living entity. So he says that one can understand something of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by understanding the living entities. If one sees his own self, how has different desires and activities like that, one can understand something of Krishna. Someone enjoys, so we enjoy like that. Someone thinks, oh, you've given very nice class, or you've given nice kirtan, or you've written nice article, or cooked nice feast. Someone becomes very, or managed very nicely like that, made nice arrangements for a wonderful festival, and we become satisfied. Oh, he's appreciated me. So similarly, in the same way, Krishna is, this is the coming from Krishna. Thank you. These characteristics that we find in ourselves, they're all coming from Krishna. We can understand how Krishna's pleased when they're chanting his glories. And particularly how here they're describing, some of the boys describe Krishna as the son of Yashoda and some as the son of Nanda Maharaj. So Srila Prabhupada mentions how Krishna is particularly happy when he's related with his devotees, because Krishna is so proud of his devotees, how they dedicate everything for him. They surrender everything to him and fully engage in his transcendental loving service. Especially the gopis, they've given up everything. They're the prime example of devotee like that, the best of all, that they've given up everything. That is described, Uddhava, he says that, yadushchajam svajanam aryam patanchabhitva, that they've given up all sorts of, they've given up their family members, svajanam, Aryapatan, they've given up in the case that he's talking about the gopis, they've given up their chastity, so-called, like that, to associate with Krishna. So similarly, if someone gives up something very dear to them in order to engage in Krishna's service, isn't missed by Krishna. He notes that. This is person that he sacrificed something for Krishna, for me, like that. Of course, the devotees, they don't feel like that they've sacrificed anything. That the Goswamis, they're also described, Chakva Turnamasesha Mandalapati Shrenim Sadat Tuchavat. They gave it up, Tuchavat. Thinking this is very insignificant. What is that insignificant? Mandalapati, that they're big ministers in the government. Of course, that's Rupa and Raghunath, Rupa and Sanatan, they were big ministers in the government. And of course, they had all the different facilities that provided, including money like that. Raghunath Das, of course, he was the only son of his father and uncle like that. They were big landlords, fantastic wealth at that time. But they've given up everything. Tuchavat, very insignificant, they considered it all, very insignificant, although these things, we're thinking they're very important things in this world. We're attached to so many things. We're trying to become material world means imitation of Krishna. Everyone wants to imitate Krishna, trying to become the greatest in whatever field that they're good at or whatever they want to do. They take some austerities and everyone tries to become very great and celebrated, because just as Krishna is glorified, we want to be glorified. We want our reputation Krishna tells Arjuna that this dishonor is worse than death. So everyone is very careful to protect their reputation. They want to, of course, sometimes that is interfered by the desire for sense gratification in the material world, that such desires ruin that reputation like that, because one is forced. There's a prakriti stani karshati, that the senses are so strong that one forced to engage in activities that don't help one become glorified in the material world like that. But anyway, these points are that Krishna is being glorified, and living entities, they also have that desire to become glorified, to become glorious, because they're part and parcel of Krishna. Similarly, here we see that Krishna is very happy with simple life, playing with his cowherd boyfriends and the calves. They're herding them cows in the forest. They have so many activities there. And this is Vrindavan. This is the summum bonum of all transcendental existence, Vrindavan. Where Vrindavan is so nice that, of course, here they're talking about the killing of the Agasura demon, how he killed Mahabhyalo, Adhyanena Mahabhyalo Hatovita, that they killed this great demon. But generally, Krishna is, of course, Krishna is killing demons regularly, but most of the time, he's actually engaged in simple activities. Was that Kritavan Kila Karmani Sahara Mena Keshava Atimarjani Bhagavan Guda Kapata Manasha. But Guda Kapata Manasha, he's acting just like a transcendental actor as an ordinary human being. Guda Kapata Manasha. That he's acting just like an ordinary human being. Sometimes, of course, that Kritavan Atimarjani Karma Karja Atimarjani Bhagavan Guda Kapatama, that he performs some wonderful activities here today. He's, of course, they're thinking today they killed this great demon Agasura and bewildered Lord Brahma. Not only Lord Brahma was bewildered, but Lord Balaram, his first manifestation, Krishna's first manifestation, even Lord Balaram, for 1 year, he was thinking that he didn't notice that there was some kind of, that these cowherd boys and calves had become transformed, that Krishna had manifested himself as these cowherd boys and calves. This was also bewildered even Lord Balaram. After 1 year, he noticed something, that how come they're so much attached, the cows are so much attached to these calves, and the cowherd men, they met out in the field, the cowherd men, they're seeing the cowherd boys, and they have so much affection for them, unnatural affection. This is not generally seen. So Lord Balaram, he thought, what is this going on, that they have so much affection? So this is the mood of Vrindavan, that everything is based on this transcendental affection that Krishna that the devotees have for Krishna, and Krishna reciprocates that verse is there, Napare Ham, that he, I think I can't reciprocate actually with such affection. Krishna becomes bewildered, just like Krishna is called Madan Mohan, but he bewilders Cupid, but he becomes bewildered in turn by the affection of the Prajapasis, the residents of Vrindavan. So this, the types of activities of Krishna, sometimes they're divided like that. The devotees, they have, we have Srimad Bhagavatam here describing now the activities of Krishna in Vrindavan, but whole nine cantos are there describing different pastimes of Krishna's incarnations like that. So these types of activities, we have this Aishwarya and Madhurya. Here we have the Madhurya Ras. Madhurya means Madhurya Prakash, that the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes are there. Whereas these incarnations, we've had descriptions of them. The Vaikuntha planets are there described in the third canto like that. This is the manifestation of Krishna's opulences. So in the opulences of Vaikuntha, the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes is covered like that. That, and here in the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes of Vrindavan, the opulences are not seen. Although they're also transcendentally there in another form. These two aspects of Krishna are seen in this Rath Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath. That Lord Jagannath is sitting in his temple at Neelachal, and he's engaged in pastimes with the goddess of fortune there. But once a year, he wants to go out and experience the pleasures of Vrindavan, where the pastimes are more simple like that. He likes to... Anyway, we wanted to read something today about this pastime, that after Lord Jagannath goes on Rath Yatra, 5 days later, the goddess of fortune, she gave permission. She's acting in the role of the Lord's consort, his wife, and she gave permission for him to go for a day to Vrindavan, to Gundicha, where is the manifest of representing Vrindavan. So for 5 days later, after Lord Jagannath didn't return, Goddess of Fortune became very disturbed. This festival, there's a festival named Hara Panchami, that when Goddess Lakshmi comes from the Gundicha temple back to get Lord Jagannath and to bring him back to the temple at Neelachal. So they made many arrangements for this festival, that when Lord Chaitanya was there, he wanted to enjoy this festival. The king made so many arrangements. And Lord Chaitanya and his personal devotees, I'm reading now from 14th chapter, Srimad Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal devotees returned to Neelachal with great interest, eagerness to see the Hara Panchami festival. Kashi Mishra received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great respect, and taking the Lord and his associates to a very nice place, he had them seated. After taking a seat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hear about a particular mellow of devotional service. Therefore, mildly smiling, he began to question Swarup Damodar. Although Lord Jagannath enjoys his pastimes at Dwarkadham and naturally manifests sublime liberality there, still once a year he becomes unlimitedly eager to see Vrindavan. Pointing out the neighboring gardens, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "All these gardens exactly resemble Vrindavan. Therefore, Lord Jagannath is very eager to see them again." Externally, he gives the excuse that he wants to participate in the Rath Yatra festival, but actually he wants to leave Jagannath Puri to go to Sindarachala, Gundicha temple, the replicate of Vrindavan. The Lord enjoys his pastimes day and night in various flower gardens there, but why did he not take Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, with him? Swarup Damodar replied, "My dear Lord, please hear the reason for this. Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, cannot be admitted to the pastimes of Vrindavan. In the pastimes of Vrindavan, the only assistants are the gopis, but for the gopis, no one can attract the mind of Krishna." The Lord said, using the car festival as an excuse, Krishna goes there with Subhadra and Baladev. All the pastimes with the gopis that take place in those gardens are very confidential ecstasies of Lord Krishna. No one knows them. Then later on, after talking something about these different moods of the gopis of Vrindavan, it is not at all possible to describe the unlimited pastimes of Sri Krishna, even though he himself describes them in his incarnation of Sahasravadana, the thousand-mouthed Seshanag. This time, Srivas Thakur smiled and told Damodar Pandit, "My dear sir, please hear, just see how opulent my goddess of fortune is." The goddess of fortune was coming, and her servants were harassing the servants of Lord Jagannath, and they were binding them up and demanding, "Where is the Lord? Where is your Lord Jagannath?" But Srivas Thakur, he's in the mood. Anyway, we'll read about that. He says, "As far as Vrindavan's opulence is concerned, it consists of a few flowers and twigs, some minerals from the hills, a few peacock feathers, and the plant known as gunja. When Jagannath decided to see Vrindavan, he went there, and upon hearing this, the goddess of fortune experienced restlessness and jealousy. She wondered, why did Lord Jagannath give up such opulence and go to Vrindavan? To making him a laughing stock, the goddess of fortune made arrangements for such much decoration. Then the maidservants of the goddess of fortune said to the servants of Lord Jagannath, why did your Lord Jagannath abandon the great opulence of the goddess of fortune and for the sake of a few leaves, fruits, and flowers go to see the flower garden of Srimati Radharani? Your master is so expert at everything, but why does he do such things? Please bring your master before the goddess of fortune." In this way, all the maidservants of the goddess of fortune arrested the servants of Jagannath, bound them around the waist, and brought them before the goddess of fortune. When the maidservants brought Lord Jagannath's servants before the lotus feet of the goddess of fortune, the Lord's servants were fined and forced to submit. All those maidservants began to beat the Rath Yatra car with sticks, and they treated the servants of Lord Jagannath almost like thieves. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srivas Thakur, "My dear Srivas, your nature is exactly like that of Narad Muni, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Godhead's opulence is having a direct influence upon you. Swarup Damodar is a pure devotee of Vrindavan. He does not even know what opulence is, for he is simply absorbed in pure devotional service." Swarup Damodar then retorted, "My dear Srivas, please hear me with attention. You have forgotten the transcendental opulence of Vrindavan. The natural opulence of Vrindavan is just like an ocean. The opulence of Dwarka and Vaikuntha is not even to be compared to a drop. Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all opulences, and his complete opulences are exhibited only in Vrindavan Dham." So then, this is described that how the opulences of Vrindavan, it goes on to quote the Brahma Samhita, Shri Akanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataravo Druma Bhumish Chintamani Ganai Mai Toyam Amritam Kataganam Natyam Gamanam Apivamsi Priyasaki Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapita Dasvajyam Apicha. This is a description of the opulences of Vrindavan, how Katagānam, that the ordinary talking is just like singing, and Natyaganamanam, that the walking is just like dancing. Of course, the Chintamani Ganamani Toyam Amritam, the water is like nectar, and everything is made from Chintamani stones. And the trees are Kalpavriksha trees, they fulfill all desires. So they can actually hardly imagine what the actual dancing is like when the walking is just like dancing, and how the singing is like when the ordinary talking is just like singing. The opulences of Krishna and Vrindavan are beyond. That is the description, that the pastimes of Krishna are described, that Krishna is described as perfect, more perfect, and most perfect, like that. So Krishna is most perfect in Vrindavan, where these cowherd boys, they're simply engaged decorating themselves with some flowers, feathers, and forest minerals. This mentioned some days ago about the gunja, or today we also read something about the gunja, how we had grew some gunja. We found in the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that the gunja is more appreciated by Krishna than the transcendental gems of Vaikuntha. That is the pleasure of Krishna, that he's more interested in the transcendental opulences of Vrindavan, the fruits, flowers, and forest minerals. So, I don't have much to say. I didn't have much to prepare with today. There's not much purports. And suggested that I could tell you about the post office.
Why stamp prices up?
Huh? Excuse me? The price of stamps went up, yes. A whole penny. I didn't even bother. I work there. So anyway, Krishna and the cowherd boys. What? Post of Pia. Yeah. No, there's actually one other verse that I wanted to read today. Very nice verse, because I don't feel that I wanted to actually speak something about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam and how by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Well, here are the verses there. It says that Ye Lila Amrita Bhine Kaya Yadi Anapani Tabi Bhaktera Durbala Jivan Jara Eka Bindu Pani Upulita Tanumani Hase Gaya Kare Nartan. Men become strong and stout by eating sufficient grains, but the devotee who simply eats ordinary grains but does not taste the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna gradually become weak and falls down from the transcendental position. However, if one drinks but a drop of the nectar of Krishna's pastimes, his body and mind begin to bloom, and he begins to laugh, sing, and dance. So, Guru Ravagya, this is one of the offenses in chanting the holy name of the Lord, Guru Ravagya, to neglect the order of the spiritual master. So the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he's the spiritual master of all members of ISKCON. He's written so many books, and unless we read these books, we can become guilty of this Guru Avagya, neglecting the order of the spiritual master. These books he wrote for our benefit, and unless we want to become weak, just like by not eating, we become weak. So we have to read these books regularly. This is the make us very strong in Krishna consciousness, and that will please Krishna by hearing his transcendental glories. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions?
What is the word synonym
It doesn't say ordinary grains.
Yeah, it's translation.
Well, that's in the translation there. Oh, I forgot where it is. 78. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know if I can find it again. Wrong book. Ordinary grains. It doesn't say ordinary grains. It just says anna. Kaya yadi anna pani. Doesn't say prasad pani. It says anna pani. Huh? No, it just says men become stout and strong by eating sufficient greens. Oh, yes, but I got it. Very sharp. You're very sharp. But the devotee who simply eats ordinary greens. Well. Huh?
Tari dam ati rahasyam, the last Sanskrit verse. After that.
After what? Where are you there?
Wherever you're reading, the final verse. Ati rahasyam korolilam ritam yat kala samudaya kala nadatam taro labhyam.
The next verse you're talking about? The last verse? I don't know where you are. Eh?
Tari dam ati rahasyam, anyway, forget it.
Next verse is also interesting. The reader should relish this wonderful nectar because nothing compares to it. Keeping their faith firmly fixed within their minds, they should be careful not to fall into the pit of false arguments or the whirlpools of unfortunate situations. If one falls into such positions, he is finished. Sarvanash. That's it. Jate podile hoya sarvanash. What's the next one? Yeah, there's a few more. The last one is that the Chaitanya Charitamrita pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu constitute a very secret literature. It is the life and soul of all devotees. Is that the one? Those who are not fit to relish this literature, who are envious like pigs, hogs and pigs, will certainly not adore it. However, this will not harm my attempt. These pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will certainly please all saintly people who have clear hearts. They will certainly enjoy it. We wish that this will enhance their enjoyment more and more. That one? Huh? It says hogs and pigs. I don't know what's the difference. Anybody has some, yeah.
Discussing about yes. Opulence, sweetness over opulence. So one of the, we can collaborate with the fourth chapter where it says, Sarva Lakshmi Mahi Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para. Who is Srimati Radhika? Sarva Lakshmi Mahi. Even the Vaikuntha Lakshmi is a Vaibhav Bilas. But Vaibhav Bilas coming from a Vaibhav Prakash, Dwarka. Then Vaibhav Prakash coming from Madhurja, Aishwarya Mahi. So that verse, Jayati Dedikam Janmana Brajam Indira Sasatatrahi Daita Dishatam Dikshutavakas Tai Dito Ashavas Tam Vichinnate. In the second line, Indira is that Aishwarya Devi. So if the Lakshmi, if they want to say Vaikuntha is higher, that Vaikuntha, every opulence by Lakshmi Devi. And Lakshmi Devi coming from Aishwarya Mahi, and Aishwarya Mahi is begging the Lord to be a sweeper in Vrindavan. So who is higher? You compare. And she became. And that's why there is no dust, he said, because she is crying so much, and that the water coming like a sprinkle, and the sweeping, no dust is coming because of her tears by seeing Krishna's sweetness. In Vrindavan. No, that's difference. But here the conclusion is that she is crying so much that she's sweeping all the time and crying. So all the dust is settling down. This is, okay, now you go back to then. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur also said one, that Narad Muni saw Lakshmi Devi sweeping in Vrindavan, in the corner. So then Narad Muni asked, Mother, there's no dust in Vrindavan, Vaikuntha, why are you sweeping here? He said, oh, Narada, you know why I do this. Because she wants the attention from Narayan. There is no dust, but she is sweeping. She's sweeping so that Narayan see, oh, she's serving so much. So he gives a little glance. This is loving service. Everything is loving service. So nice.
Anything else? Jai Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.